chelik yeridei and simikuf tzadik ches. In the second chelik yeridei, you have all the hilchos nida. Then it has hilchos tvima. So it says there's an issue of chatzitza. A person is not supposed to have a chatzitza when the tovel on the mikvah. So what's a chatzitza? Something extraneous from the body. If you have dirt stuck to the body, or if you have rings on that are tight, and you have things that are loose, so the water goes in between the person wearing clothing, so the water will go in between the clothing and the body. But if it's a tight clothing, then it will constitute a chatzitza. So there's a chumra in Shulchan Aruch that the women should cut off their nails before they go to the mikvah. Why? There is a mishnah in mikvahs that if you have a pot that has a very long handle, let's say the handle is 2 feet long, and it's abnormal, it gets in the way. In the refrigerator, you can't put it in the pot into the refrigerator. You can't put it on top of the burners. You have 4 burners, and if one pot is going to have a handle 2 feet long, it's going to get in the way. So you plan to cut off the handle to normal size, to 5 inches, 6 inches, whatever is considered normal. So that's a shayla in the mishnah. Do you say kol ha'imid liktzit kikotzit dami? So when you table the pot, I plan to cut off the extra few inches. So do you say, the extra few inches are not part of the kli? So when I'm table, this kli is tamei, or I bought a kli in the store from a nochri, and I have to have tefillos kelim. So when I'm table, I only have to submerge it into the water up until that extension of the handle that I plan to leave? Or do you say, no? What do you mean? Who says, kolomid liktzis kikotzitz nami? Right now, the handle is 2 feet long. So right now, the way the kli stands, no, you have to be tovel the entire kli in the mikvah. So that's an achlokes hatana. So there's a gemara in Zvachim that discusses this mishnah mikvahs. So the Ravid has a sefer on hilchas nida that's called Bali HaNefesh. And much of the Shulchan Aruch and hilchas nida is based on the Ravid Bali HaNefesh. And the Balamor learned b'chavrusa with the Ravid, so he has hasogas on the Ravid sefer. Just like the Ravid has hasogas on the Balamor, Balamor wrote a chibra on the Rif, sefer Amor HaKotin. Is a chibra on the Rif, so the Ravid learned b'chavrusa with the Balamor, so the Ravid has hasogas on the Balamor. So here the Ravid wrote a sefer, so the Balamor has hasogas on the Ravid sefer. They were good chavrusa, levedik. They were always disagreeing with each other in a very pleasant fashion. So the Ravid has in the sefer Balei HaNefesh a chiddush based on a Gemara in Zochim. When is there a machlokes hatanoim? That's, let's say, if it's a long handle on the kli, and you have to take it to the hardware store that they should cut it off. I don't have an instrument at home to cut off handles that are too long. You have to have a saw or something that cuts metal. So not everybody has that. What about cutting nails? Cutting nails is an easy job. You don't have to go to a manicurist. You don't have to spend money to cut off your nails. Every week or two when you want to cut your nails. So either you bite the nails or you cut the nails, or you rip the nails with your finger, or use a nail cutter or a knife or something. Everybody cuts their own nails. Not such a grace of gedula. So the Ravid is of the opinion, based on the Gemara and Zochim, that if it's you don't need an uman to cut off the extra part of the nail, so there all the Tanoim would agree that the extra quarter of an inch that the nail grew is not considered part of the body, and therefore it constitutes a chatzitza on the rest of the nail that remains behind. A person wants to have his nail so long. Same thing with the hair. Let's say a woman has to go to mikveh tonight, and she's annoyed. Her hair is very long. Her hair is too long. So she wants to go to the, what do you call a woman's barbershop? Beauty parlor. She wants to go to the fixing the hair. Whatever, okay. She wants to go to the shop to cut off her hair, but they're closed on Sunday. And Monday she goes to work, and she only has time on Tuesday night. She doesn't have time today, but she really would like to cut off. She really would like to cut off her hair shorter today. So the extra hair, truth of the matter, she can cut off the hair also. She can stand in the mirror and cut off the hair. She's going to do a sloppy job. But you don't need an expert. You need an expert to cut off the hair in a fancy fashion. You don't need an expert to be able to cut off the hair. So since the person can really cut off the hair herself, so that's a shayla. You should say the extra hair, the longer the hair is, even though it's mechubal leguf mamish, it grew out of the body. But still, since it's aymed liktzah, it's kikotzitz dami, so the extra hair is not considered part of the body, it's considered extraneous, so it constitutes a chatzitza on the tip of each hair. The tip of the hair should have been really an inch shorter, and the extra inch is a chatzitza that's touching the tip of the hair. And the extra eighth of an inch that the fingernails are too long, so that's considered a chatzitza, that's considered extraneous to the body, and it's a chatzitza on the part of the nail that I plan to leave on the body. So that's what we're medactic about, that if the woman plans to cut her nails, unless she does have to cut her nails all the way down. If she her nails are so long that she would like to cut them, her nails are pretty long, she would like to cut them. So then we insist she should cut the nails before she goes to the mikveh. The whole thing is really only a chumrah because this is only the Ravid's opinion. So that's why in very difficult instances, the Shulchan Aruch would be mekel. It's a big shas hadchak, but the evitz, and then there's room to be mekel. But the chatchila, we are choshish for the Ravid's opinion.
So in the case of a diabetic who would need to have their toenails cut by a doctor, would that then fall back to the original din of because you wouldn't even want to do it.
Uh-huh. Then we would pass him that it's not considered that the extra part is a chatzitz, it will all be considered part of that. I think that's what it says in the Gemara. If you need a numen, if you need an expert to do the cutting, then...
Well, we don't say because in most cases you don't need a numen just because this person has this particular condition.
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. Gotta look in Shulchan Aruch. That is a good question. So in Shulchan Aruch and Yeridei and Kuf Tzadik Ches, they discussed this situation where the woman forgot to cut her nails on Erev Shabbos or on Erev Yontif, and she has to go to the mikveh Leil Shabbos or Leil Yontif. So the Ramah is Mekel to ask a Nochris to cut the nails for her. Why? Because this is considered a Shvuz de Shvuz B'Mokka Mitzvah. What's the Mokka Mitzvah? Tefillah B'Zmana Mitzvah. The proper thing is that a person should go to the mikveh the first available opportunity. She shouldn't wait till Matzoi Shabbos. If the person is able to go to mikveh Leil Shabbos, she's going to Leil Shabbos. So this is considered to ask a Nochri to do a Malach on Shabbos is a Shvuz. And even if I would cut the nails myself, Taisa says it would be a Malach on Shein Tzvicha L'Gufo because I don't plan to use the nails that I detach from the body. So it's a double derabbanon. So that's what we are making on a Shvuz, the Shvuz, but Makam Mitzvah. So that would be Mutah. So that's where the Taz was Masig and Kuf Tzadik Ches. The Taz that we discussed appears in two places, in Yeridei Kuf Tzadik Ches, where he tainas, what do you mean? It's Amir al-Nochri. But I'm not asking the Nochri to turn on the light or to carry something in the street. I'm asking the Nochri is to cut off my nails on my body, and I'm stretching out my fingers. So the Taz claims that in such a case we should say, Misayeya Yesh Bo Marish. Even though I can stretch out my fingers from today till next year, and the nails are not going to get cut off by themselves. And even if I don't do anything, I just sit like this. The Nochris can pick up my fingers, unless I fight against her. She can pick up my fingers and cut off the nails. I don't have to help her. So it's really Zeyachol v'Zeyenayachol. So it should really be Misayeya, and Bomamish shouldn't be considered as if I'm doing the Melochah. So the Taz said Achidish, that since the Melochah is done, Begufi, so here he says Misayeya, Yesh Bomamish. So it's not considered a Shvuz the Shvuz. It's only the Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa. And the Amir Eliakim doesn't lower it to a lower level. It's considered as if the woman herself cut off the nails because she's Messiah. Yes, that's only one derabbanan of Ein Tzvicha L'Guf. That's the time that the Taz. So the Shach says that the Taz is all wrong, and he says it's not correct. There is no such halacha that whenever it's done, the Taz brought a right from shaving off the payas, and the Shach had a long Nekudas HaKesef, but he is Mesalak that right. That's what we spoke about last week. And this Taz appears also in Orach Chaim. But the Ramah says in Orach Chaim, if a person has an awful toothache that causes tremendous pain, so he's permitted to go to a Nochri dentist to yank out the tooth on Shabbos, even though there's going to be a ton of bleeding. So the bleeding is vital. It's Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa. He's not going to use the blood. And the Amir Eliakim is only the Rabbanon. So it's Amir Eliakim and the Rabbanon. So Shvuz D'Shvuz B'Mokam Tzar B'Mokam Chole. So then we'll make a lot of that. So there's Taz over there also disagrees, but that Ramah. So this Ramah in Shulchan Aruch and Simkuf Tzadik Ches has two issues. There are two problems with the Ramah. Problem number one is the issue that the Taz raised. That who says that you say over here, Amir Liakum lowers the level since the Malach has done Begufi. The Taz came up with this new Einfeld that here you say, Messiah Yeish Bamamish, and the Shach defended the Ramah. That the Taz is wrong. But then there's another issue that the Mishnah Brura raises in the end of Hilchas, in the end of Chel Gimel, the Mishnah Brura. So he has a long Bir Halacha where he quotes that not all of the Rishonim agree with this Tosfos. He points out the Rabbi Nachmanal on the side, he gives you a list of all the Rishonim, Rabbi Nachmanal and a Rambam and Shulchan Aruch and a whole list of Rishonim seem to hold, not like Tosfos, because they all quote this La Halacha. The one who cuts off nails, the kli, is Zervana Malacha deraisis. So according to Taisus, it's only Aliba de Rabbuda. So Bishleim, if you pass like the Rambam and the Balamor pass Malacha Shen Tzvicha Lugufa is deraisis. They pass like Rabbuda against Reb Shimon. And the Vilna Gaon writes that the Mokar, one of the Makaris for the Rambam, is this sugya. Because the Gemara says, if you do Bikli, Divri Hakol Chayiv. Machloik is Biyad, Avil Bikli, Divri Hakol Chayiv. If you cut off the nails with a nail cutter, all the Tanaim will agree that it constitutes a Malacha Derais. How can they all agree? Taisa says, but the whole thing is Shalek Halacha, it's saying Sricha Lagufo. So Taisa says, the whole sugya goes Shalek Halacha. The whole Gemara Shalek Halacha. And the Rabbi Nachman quotes it. And the Rambam quotes it. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. They all say Chayiv. So the Bi'ur HaGra says, oh, this is a marker to the Rambam to pass him like Rav Yudah. The Malach HaShem Svich HaLegufa is an Isa Deraz. Okay. The Vilna Gaon himself, the Mishnah Berurah points out, the Vilna Gaon himself in another place is Machriya like Rav Shimon. That Ein Svich HaLegufa is only the Rabbanah. So what does he write over here that this Gemara is a marker to the Rambam? The Bi'ur HaGra is just giving Marim HaKadmus. Most of the time he doesn't give his own personal psak. He doesn't give a Hachra. Once in a long while, he gives a personal Hachra. That's what they have in the introduction to the Bi'ur HaGra. That when they printed the Bi'ur HaGra, they had three notebooks that were written by the Gra. So the first two notebooks just gave Marim HaKadmus. And the third notebook is called Likud. Sometimes you look in the Bi'ur HaGra, so they have in parentheses, they'll write Likud and write Ad Kan. So that's from the third notebook. And the third notebook, he was writing his own opinions, his own Hachros. So the Bi'ur HaGra in another place writes, he personally paskens like Reb Shimon, like Rov HaRishonim, that ain't Svich HaLeguf is only the Rabbanah. He has other Gemaras that indicate like that. Over here, he's just writing that this, the Rambam understood this Gemara as saying that the Halacha is like Rebbe. But he personally does not pass from like that. That's what the Mishnah Berurah points out in Simen Shin Mem, the long Bi'ur Halacha there in Simen Shin Mem, that's the end of Chela Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah. He says it's not a steer in the Bi'uri HaGra. In one place, the Gra is just explaining the Mokka for the Rambam, just giving Marim HaKadmus. The other place is giving his own personal Hachra. So this problem. This problem is according to the Rambam is Nicha. The Rambam and the Balamor Paskin Ein Svich HaLeguf is Derais. They say, you understand the Gemara is no problem. The Shaila is Rabbi Nechananel and the Shulchan Aruch and a few other Rishonim is Smag, quotes a few more, who Paskin Beferish like Reb Shimon that Ein Svich HaLeguf is only the Rabbanon. So how do they quote this Gemara that Machlek is Biyad of Ablokid Diri Hakol Chayim? It's the Chanein Svich HaLegufo. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the Rivosh has a tshuva about this. And the Rivosh was a Talmud of the Ran. He was putting it in historical perspective. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that because it's relevant for his presentation. So he says the Rivosh has a tshuva. It's not the Baal Shem Tov. The Chassidim write Rivosh. They mean Rabbi Saul Baal Shem. That's a different Rivosh. This is a different Rabbi Yitzchak Ibn Sheish. It's a different Arishin, a Talmud of the Ran. That's the Mishnah Berurah is not quoting the Baal Shem. Maybe if the Baal Shem Tov would have something to say, he would be happy to quote him also. But he doesn't have to say on this stuff. So the Rivosh and the Tshuva writes a different argument. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, you know why he says that? He got it from his Rebbe, from the Ran. The Ran and the Chiddush HaRan says the same. They both say, how do you determine what's Tzirich HaLegufa? So the Tosis explained on Sarik Dalet and Aleph, you have to look back to the Mishkan. What was the purpose of all of the Melachos in the Mishkan? So true, the gozes, the shearing off of the wool in the Mishkan, was in order to get the wool, in order to use the wool to make big dekuna, to make yurios for the Mishkan. Fine, but also they also did shaving off of the wool in the Mishkan in order to get oris tchoshim and oris elam yadomim. So when they got the or, when they got the hide from the elim or the or from the tachash, they had to shave off all of the skin. Because they didn't want to have all the hair over there, so they removed the hair not for the purpose of using the hair, but rather for beautifying the ore, that the ore should look good. So that's what the Rivosh sounds like he's mechadish this. He doesn't say he got it from his rebbe, and the Mishnah Berurah thinks he got it from the Ran. He was the Talmud of the Ran. I got it from the Ran because the Ran says like that also, that you can have tzvicha legufa in two ways by gozes, either tzvicha legufa for yipui haguf. Because you plan to use the wool. So that's the taina that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. The Sidri Tara has this taina against the Ramo and Kuf Tzadik Ches. Why is the Ramo so convinced that it's a shluz de shluz? The Amir Aliakum, we don't hold like the Taz. We hold Amir Aliakum lowers the level to one the Rabban. But you say it's ain't Tzvicha Legufa based on Taisvist, not everybody agrees with the Taisvist. The Shulchan Aruch says Beferish not like Taisa. The Shulchan Aruch passing the name Svich HaLeguf is only the Rabbanon. And the Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch writes like the Rabbi Nachanan, like the Smag. And a few other Rishonim that he quotes, Bikli Divri HaKol Chai, because he holds that this is called Svich HaLeguf. Don't say Svich HaLeguf. So why does the Rama assume that this is called Ein Tzvicha L'Guf? So the Mishnah Berurah is Miyashiv this. He says when the woman is interested in cutting off her nails in order to go to the mikveh, her interest is not really so much for Yipay HaGuf. As far as she's concerned, she would go to the mikveh with the nails. It's just that there shouldn't be a chatzitza. She's concerned about the issue of the chatzitza. So since it's only to be machsha the tefillah, so that's not called the tzorch yipei aguf. So weiter, perhaps that's called the malacha shein tzvicha l'guf. That's how the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha has a long Bir Halacha and Shemem. That's how he's meyashev this psak of the Ramot. So lemaisa he recommends that the Mishnah Berurah recommends that one should not rely on this tesis. That even if you're shaving off the hair, a person is taking a haircut or something because he wants to look good, so we would not be maker like the Taisis to consider that Ein Tzvicha L'Gufo. The Shulchan Aruch paskens against Taisis, that even though we hold Ein Tzvicha L'Gufo is only the Rabbanon, but over here we hold that this is called Tzvicha L'Gufo. That is interesting. The Mishnah Berurah there goes into a bit of a discussion of Chatzi Shir Asam and Atera by Melech HaShabbos that we discussed a long time ago. A few times we brought it up. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that Rashi that the Mishnah Melech pointed out. The Rashi and Dafayin Dalan and Al sounds like a whole Chatzi Shir is Asam and Atera. The reason why it's in Shin Mem is because the Gemara says one is only in violation. One is only Chayiv Chatos. It says Chayiv. One is only Chayiv Chatos. If he goes as Shtei Saris, if he goes as Sair Achas, it's a Machlokes Hatanoim, and the Gemara, we pass in Potter. Then it says, Zemodim Chacham al Rablezeb, and Melaket Lavodis, Metoch Hashchoros, Afilo Achas Chayiv. Because he accomplishes what he wanted. So the Mogen Avram says on this, yeah, if he only goes as Sair Achas, you're not Chayiv Chatos, but it's still an Isid Deraisa, because Chatzishir Osim and Atar. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that quite a few Achreinim go along with the Mogen Avram, that you apply Chatzi Shir Asim and Atar to Melech HaShabbos, similar to what Rashi wrote earlier on Daf Ayin Dalet. Then he quotes the Chacham Tzvi, the Marmekaimis that we discussed, the Chacham Tzvi, who has a suggestion that Chatzi Shir Asim and Atar should be restricted only to Macholos Asuris, and he says that's not the generally accepted opinion, all the later Achreinim disagree. And he gives you a few more Marmekaimis on the topic of Chatzi Shir by Melech HaShabbos.
Does the shear goes change if it's goof? Maybe until you completely you take two saras off an or it's not.
That's a shaila, right? The Mishnah Berurah raises that shaila also. Another bir halacha. He has a lot, quite a few bir halacha there on Sim Shin Mem. He has a shaila. Let's say when the person takes malakit levona mitoch hashchoris, means the person has all of his head is all the hair is black and he has one white hair. So if he takes that, so the davar zeh also afilu b'chol because Leo Bish gave us a malasiyah. The Gemara says, fine, you're not allowed to do it. But if the person did it, or if a woman did it, a woman is allowed to do it on the weekdays. So if a woman does it on Shabbos, he malakit achas, vodim chacham le'rablezer if he's malakit achas. So Mishnah Berurah raises a shaila in Bir Halacha: is that only if he only has one white hair? What if he has three white hairs? And even after pulling out the one white hair, he still has two white hairs. Still looks like he's aging. So would you say in such a case, modim chachamim l'rablezer? So he raises a possibility that maybe it's only considered an accomplishment if you resolve the whole issue, if you solve the whole problem. But if you still have a whole bunch of, you still have another 10 hairs, you still have another 10 white hairs mixed in with the black hairs, maybe then it wouldn't be considered an accomplishment. And he quotes the Yerushalmi, that's a big discussion in the Balamor and the Eglei Tal, that if a person has a pile of oichel that's mixed in with psolus, he has a gigantic pile, and he's sitting all day long and pulling out the psolus, pebbles, let's say dirt, and he keeps on throwing it out. But the pile is still full of psolus. He takes over here and over here and over here. The pile is still more of oichel with psolus. So I feel it, malakit, kol ayom kuloi, the Rishami says, ain't a chayim, because he didn't accomplish anything. So he says, maybe just like over there, it's not considered borer. Borer has a shear if it's shear kegregris. What's the shear kegregris? I mean, if I have a kegregris of food on a plate or in a cup, and I take out all the psolus and I'm left with a kegregris of food, so that's a shear kegregris. But what if I have a pile full of food that's mixed in Eichel with Psoilus, and I took out a Kegregus of Psoilus and I throw it out? So that's a Shir Kegregus. So that's the Egle Tal has a long discussion on that. So he quotes this Yerushalmi that the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. That Afilu Kalayam Kula, you won't be chayv, because you have to have, if something should be accomplished with the Borer, you have to accomplish a Berer. So he raises the possibility that maybe here also, maybe if he has a few white hairs and he only pulls out one, maybe he wouldn't be chayv. So he's not to say not so though. I think in the Maskon he comes to the conclusion, he thinks that you would be chayv, because at least you accomplished partially. And he thinks you might be chayv on one. You might be chayv on one.
With something like Rotoba, shall we worry about a shear that you're going to do a shear of being too much like a woman? Because we also say that according to Kitzur, a lot of people, that if you're looking in the mirror, you're also chayv some similar thing. And
yeah.
There's no shear for looking in the mirror. You can only see my ear. Therefore, but if that's going to be enough to go to the ears. That the accomplishment is
that
you're trying to accomplish something, is that you're behaving like a woman. So maybe it's not, it's completely not
meaning lo yilbash, there's no shear. He's saying lo yilbash, there's no shear. The shear shtei sairis is shear in seyor. That's for godless. My boy becomes my mitzvah, you have to have shtei sairis. That's by poraduma, that's for neged saras. It's always whenever there's a din of seyor, shtei sairis.
Right.
Here in Gozain, there's a shear shtei sairis. But you say, as far as lo yilbash, there is no shear.
Well, I know. The only thing that I see here is that Pani Paskin's in Hilva Perm, that you can't dress completely
like a woman, but if you're not aware, you want to beget
of a woman, it's okay. But if you're not
feeling
on that
pillow,
so it would seem that there is some kind of
shear,
but maybe that's only
been
on the
phone
and some kind of
floor
there.
Mean, everybody knows that he's not, it's a man, he puts on a shape. Everybody
right.
knows he's a man. So he didn't dress like a woman. He didn't dress like a woman, yeah. That's a different work, because he didn't do the Yilbash Gevis. Yeah, it's a different work. Yeah, so you're saying that since there's no shear for the Yilbash, there's only a shear for Seir. So for Gozeis, normally you need a shear of Shtei Sairis. But since La Yilbash, whenever you're in violation of La Yilbash, then the Gemara says that it is an accomplishment. So then that's how the Mishnah Berurah presents the argument, exactly the way you were saying. So since Saira Achas is an accomplishment as far as La Yilbash Geber is concerned, so therefore he thinks that it would be a violation of Gozeis, even though he has more than one here. Not only if he has one Seir Lovin, even if he has a whole bunch, he accomplishes a little bit. Because in La Yilbash there is no shear. Exactly, that's his argument. Okay, then the Mishnah has the machloikis hatanoim, godeles, kocheles, pokeses. Is that an isa deraisa or an isa derabonis? So Rabbi Lezer is of the opinion that this is an isa deraisa, and the Chacham hold that this is an isa derabonis. Yeah, here is a shaila, how do we paskin? Do we paskin? Why should we paskin like Rabbi Lezer? First of all, yoche v'rab mahalacha kirab. Secondly, Rabbi Lezer shamuti hu, Rabbi Lezer. Blazer Hagor, Blazer Ben Hurkinis, was the Gemara says we don't pass like him because Shamute, whatever that means. Either Shamute means, Tyson says Shamute means he was from the Beishamai. So Beishamai's opinions are usually not accepted, or Rashi says because they put him in Shamto, they put him in Cherem, so we don't follow his opinion. But usually we don't pass like Rabbi Blazer. So here the Rabbi Hananel says, if you look in the Gemara has such a long discussion on Tzadikeh and Aleph regarding Rabbi Blazer's opinion. My time at the Rebbe Lezer, is it based on this? Is it based on that? So from the Gemara here, on the bottom of Mishumai Mechaiva, the last four lines on Tzadik Dalet on the base, and then Tzadik Heom and Aleph keeps on going more into Rebbe Lezer. So the Rabbi Nachananel says, Midashakal v'tari Rabbanan, Alibi Rebbe Lezer, there's such a long discussion, so it would appear that we pass like Rebbe Lezer. Most of the other Rishonim are not so excited about Midashakal v'tari. They want to know my time at the Rebbe Lezer. The Gemara a lot of times says, my time at the Beis Shammai. Gemara has long sugyas and yivamas. My time in the Beis Shammai, we always discuss. We always discuss my time in the Beis Shammai and yivamas. They're very long sugya. Daf chotes, daf lamed. A long sugya about my time in the Beis Shammai. So doesn't elu be'elu debele kim chayim. You fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah by figuring out what Rabbi Lezer Shita is also. It's a little strange. That's what Rabbi Nachananel says like that. The Mishnah Berurah is not happy with the Ran over here. The Ran, it's a scholarly Mishnah Berurah. He says the Ran misquoted the Rabbi Nachananel. Says the Mishnah has a machlekes Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim in two cases, and the Reish it's a machlekes Hanoytol Tziporne B'zuv B'zuv B'yad Avu B'kli D'Rehakol Chayiv. So that's a machlekes Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim. And then in the Sefer, it's Machlekes Bagodelos, Kocheles, and Pokeses. So the Ran quotes the Rabbeinu Hananel as saying that Halachik Reb Lezer in the Reisha, that Anotel Tziporna B'zu B'zu B'yad, is also an Isa B'Reisa, and the Shokel B'Tori Ali Bey. Where Shokel B'Tori Ali Bey? So the Mishnah Brura thinks that the Ran probably, he says, we were Zeicha to the Ksav Yad, it's printed on the side of the Vilna Shas, Rabbeinu Hananel. We see that the Rabbeinu Hananel only passes our Kableza in the second Machleg is by Godelis, Kachelis, Pokesis. He didn't say in the first case. He suggests that Ran probably didn't have the original manuscript of the Rabbeinu Hananel. He must have seen it quoted in some other Rishon, and it was quoted in an abridged fashion, and the Ran misunderstood it. That's what it says in the Mishnah Brura. So he thinks that that part of the Ran is just not correct, that nobody passes our Kableza in the first Machleg is. In the second Machleg is, that's a shame. Fine, so what's the issue? What's the story by Godelis? Godelis means the woman is making braids. What's the malacha by Godelis? So the Gemara says, on the top line, Godelis is bona. On the top line, on Tzadikei Manal. The Gemara says, Godelis is chai mishum bona. So then the Gemara says, anai maise. Is there such a thing as bona? By Odom? Derech binyin bekach? And the Gemara, yes. And the Gemara quotes the pasuk, even Hashem ukeim esatzei. Lam shekila kodesh baruch alayhi b'avi etzalon. So that's the shaila, do we paskin like this or not? So we discussed already, the Gemara in Nidon, Nemhem Ebei says, that Reb Lezer learns pshad by Yivin Hashem Elokim Esatzele Miloshen Binyan. And the Chachamim disagree, they interpret Yivin Miloshen Havana. Vini Yisera Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Elisha Yosem and Uish. That's why the girl becomes Bas Mitzvah a year before the boy. And it sounds like the Chachamim disagree with Reb Lezer that there's no Binyan Ba'odom. But Rashi later has the two pshotim. By Mafis Mursa, Rashi later, and Rashi in Ksubis in the first parak. Another place, Rashi writes that Mafis Mursa is a malocha by Oysa Pesach, and what exactly is wrong? Oysa Pesach is not listed in our Dafayin Gimel. So Rashi has the two pshotim. Is Oysa Pesach a form of bona, or is Oysa Pesach a form of makabat patash? So if you say that Oysa Pesach is a form of bona, how do you have Mafis Mursa bona ba'odam? So Rashi quotes the pasuk, even Hashem Elokim is atzela. So Rashi is, in one pshat, Rashi is prepared to say that it's not a machlekes hatanan. They all agree that there is binyan bottom. They just argue about godelis. Does it really make sense to declare that godelis is a form of bona? Maybe godelis not, but I said Pesach, l'achten salahotzi, that will be bona. And others, the other day in Rashi holds, no, that the Gemara Nida seems to say that the Chachamim, the Reb Lezer disagree, and they don't learn by even miloshen binyan, but rather by even miloshen havon. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. Mar says that's the machlekes satanoim. How do you translate the word vayivin? What's the verb? So the Gemara quotes a braisa that Reb Lezer is more machman than the Chachamim in certain malachas on Shabbos. Godelis, Kocheles, Pokeses, he holds that these are the braisa. The Chacham hold that they're only the Rabban. Fine. Then the Gemara quotes another brisa. Achoyle v'amchabitz v'amegabin kegregris is chayiv. What is acholev? If you milk a cow, what's the malach and acholev? So there were all the different shittas we learned already. Fine. Amchabitz, maze mechabitz, Rashi has two pshatim. Chabitz means he makes cheese. How exactly is he making cheese? Rashi has one pshat. Amabit hachola bekeva. Keva means when a calf drinks milk from its mother, so the milk goes into the belly. So there are enzymes that come out from the lining of the belly, rennet, I guess. So the enzymes come out a few minutes after the milk lands in the belly of the calf, the enzymes come out and they do their job, and it converts all of the milk in the belly into cheese. So from a long time back, probably from days of Adam Arishon, they figured out how to make cheese. So they would take a spoonful of the keva, the cheesy stuff in the belly. They knew that there's some kind of an enzyme. They didn't call it an enzyme, but they knew there's something there. There's some kind of trick. They knew that there's something that comes out from the lining of the belly that's found in this cheese inside the belly that can do the trick. So if you take either, they would sometimes take or behema, or hakeva. They would sometimes take a piece of flesh from the lining of the animal and throw that into a vat of milk, and within 20 minutes the whole milk would turn into cheese. Or they would take a spoonful of the cheese in the belly. That's called the kevo. Mamid the kevo, means you take a spoonful of the cheese. Mamid ba'or hakeva means that you take a piece of flesh. And they knew that the flesh has this enzyme on there, all smeared on the surface of it. And that's what does the trick. It's not that the muscle of it, the fleshy part of the belly, does not do the hamada. The thing that does the hamada is the enzyme, the rennet, that comes out from the lining of the stomach. So they either do hamada b'keva or do hamada b'ora keva, one or the other. So Rashi gives one shot. Hamachabetz means you took rennet and you threw it into milk, and that's going to cause the milk to curdle and to turn into cheese. That's the first shot. Then he says, Velinere, Rashi gives a second shot, that it's a different vort, that he already has, someone else already did previously, before Shabbos, whatever, they already wamamid the milk with some rennet, but then you have to separate, the rennet is going to accomplish that you separate the curds, the solid part, milk is very liquidy, but it really consists of the solid part, the curds, with plain H2O. So after you use the rennet and the cheese and the curds all become solidified, so then you have to put it in either in an instrument, in a kli, or you put it in the cloth and you have it hanging from the ceiling. And then the H2O, the water part, will drip down. So that's a malacha borer. That's a malacha borer. Rashi has, the Gemara says, Mechabetz is chai mishum borer. So Rashi has the two pshatim. The first part Rashi is when you put in the enzyme into the milk to turn it into cheese, that's borer, because it's going to separate the curds from the whey, whey, the whey, the watery stuff. So that's one pshat in Rashi. Second pshat, no, it's still mixed in together. You have curds and it separates it. It used to be milk. It used to all be blended in together. And now you succeed in separating it, but it's still mixed in together, except that now the curds are solid particles, and the whey is liquidy. It's like watery, very watery like water, but it's still all together in the same container. So the second pshat in Rashi is concerned, how is that borer? So the second pshat in Rashi says, no. He takes the stuff that already has the enzyme put into it, and it's already separated the curds from the whey, and then he puts it into the cheesecloth, and the liquid part drips down. Then he's mamish bar. Then he's separating the two from each other. Two pshat and Rashi, what mechabetz is. And then what is megabein? Megabein means that he has these curds of, the curds are already separated from the whey. And then he takes the curds and he pushes them all together to make a shape out of them. That's how the Rambam writes that that's chai mishum bona. The Gemara holds that that's a malacha deraisa, that that's chai mishum bona. So this, l'chore, all of the Tanoim never disagree, l'chore. Chole mechabetz and megabein, l'chore, there is no machlekes. Tosis says, there's a machlekes on chole also. Tosis on the top Tosis repeats again what they wrote earlier on Gimel Amud Beis, that there was if you should assume that chole is chai mishum told the dosh, the Gemara says chole chai mishum mefarik. What's mefarik? So Rashi learns mefarik is told at a dosh. So Tosis raises the issue again that they had a 9 gimel on the base. If you all think dishal a gedule karka and behem is not gedule karka, so it should come out that milking a cow is only the rabbanim, because minatar there's no disha shalobi gedule karka. And here it says that yechayiv. So Tosis says this brayse is shaloi kalocha. The brayse goes alibir Reb Yehuda. Tosis is going to pick this up again. The brayse we know brayse goes alibir Reb Yehuda who holds the Dovashenim is Kaben is Deraisa. Tosis is going to rely on this. They said the Braisa is Alibi Reb Yehuda anyway, because it's assuming that there is Disha Shalobi Gedule Karka. Here the Tosis writes in the middle of Harode, on Tzadikeyam and Aleph, about 15 lines in. So they say that this, oh, the Hach Braisa Ki Reb Yehuda Ki Depreshis. The Braisa goes like Reb Yehuda anyway. The Braisa goes like Reb Yehuda on a different issue. That Yesh Disha Shalobi Gedule Karka, they say Ki Depreshis. As they explained in the Tap Tosis, that if you're milking a cow, it's non gedule karka. So the price is like Reb Yehuda on that score. So then Tosis Mela talks, maybe it's only Alib Reb Yehuda on another issue, on other issues as well. We'll have to go through the other Tosis. Which other issues is it Alib Reb Yehuda?
According to Rashi's pshat, that it's throwing the keva into the milk that's causing it to separate, and that's still borer. Would it also be borer to put the milk in a room which would cause the cream to separate from the milk? That, or only just removing the hops, that if you put in this, because
because you don't have to do anything necessarily, but if you put it over, I guess you put it in the cool room so it doesn't ferment or whatever, and it doesn't spoil. So you get the cream aroused up.
Again. No, well, here I'm putting some rennet in. I'm putting an enzyme
right.
in that causes
here you're just putting it in a place where it's not going to spoil.
Into a location. I mean, if I wouldn't put it over there, it would not separate. Yeah.
But that also...
Yeah, probably also borer. They're putting it into this location. That's the borer. I would think so. Yeah. So again, so the Pashtus and the Brayse says that the first line in the Brayse, Achelu, Amchabes, Amagabe, and everybody agrees to that. There's no machlekes. Taisa throws in a comment that choylev is a machlekes. Whether yesh disha shlobing do the kark, unless he said the choylev is a different malacha. Okay, the whole discussion that we had. The next line is clearly a machlekes hatanaim hamechabed, if a person sweeps the floor. So that's a machlekes hatanaim. Reb Leizer holds chayv chattas, and he means that it's deraisa. Chayv chattas means deraisa. Beyond the floor also means deraisa, because if a person violates a malacha derabbanon, if a person does an aver derabbanon, we give him makas mardis. But you usually don't use the lashon loika arboim. Loika arboim sounds like it's an isa deraisa. There's one opinion in Tosis in Nazir that the makas mardis derabbanon, it's not really malkas arboim, it's 39. The Mishnah says you get 39 times malkas. So there's one opinion in Tosis in Nazir that makas mardis derabbanon, you only give 13. You don't give 39, you give 1/3. The Magen Avraham quotes this. It says in Hilchas Yontif that if a person does Malach on Yontif Rishon, you give him Malkus Deraisa. If a person does Malach on Yontif Sheni, you give him Makas Mardis Derabbanan. So the Magen Avraham has a commentary over there, what's the definition of Makas Mardis Derabbanan? So he quotes this Taisus in Nazir, that Makas Mardis Derabbanan, Taisus' opinion is that it's not even 39, it's only 13. Yeah, but even if you hold that it would be 39, you still don't use the expression Lokar Boim on Makas Mardis. You would say Makanos and Makas Mardis. Chayv Chattas for sure means that it's Derais. There's no such thing as a Chattas from the Rabban. Chattas not Bor Ben Edim and Adoba. So that's where Ablazer is driving at. Ablazer says that all of these, Mechabed, the first line, Achayla Vamchad from Avgabin, is no Machlaikas. Okay. But the next line, Hamechabed Vahamarabed, Svarod Chavos Dvash, that's already a Machlaikas. So Ablazer's opinion is that these are Derais and the Chachamim disagree. So by the Roida Chavos Dvash, the Gemara explains later on, my time in the Reb Leizer, what's the Nekudas HaMachloikis? Whether it's Kotzer, what's wrong with Roida Chavos Dvash? Ashayla of Kotzer. Kotzer. Kotzer is if the thing grew from the ground. If I take something and I stick it onto the ground. Honey. If I take a jar of honey and I pour it on the ground, it's going to be stuck on the ground, then someone's going to scoop it off on the ground. It's Kotzer. How can it be Kotzer? So Reb Leizer says, no, that's if you pour honey from a jar, you pour it on the ground, and then someone scoops it up, that's not going to be kotzer. But if it's a chalas advash, there's a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph that says, Vayit polosa biyaris advash. Why is it called yaris advash? Mayin yar eitzal advash, adalem loch mayar tosh menem shabbos chayu chatz, ab chalas advash. Only if you scrape off the honey from the original chalas advash, where the bees developed it, hagzeris hakosah. Reb Leizer holds that it's dina kekarka. He holds it's dina kekarka benegeh to this din, benegeh to the din that hatorlish memena b'shabes chayv chattas, and it's also dina kekarka benegeh to kinyonim. It's nicknamed kinyoni karka, not with kinyoni metaltalim, and then it's a masecha shviyas that you can write a pruzbal on it. All the dinim about kabbalas tumme, it's not mekabel tumme because it's considered mechubal karka. All the differences between karka and metaltalim apply over here. The Reb Leizer holds that the chalas advash is akzeres hakosav. Yaris advash is considered mechupe, and the chachamim say it's not so. So that's one machlekes, a strange machlekes. Machlekes in kol haTorah kula. Not just the machlekes in Hilchos Shabbos, machlekes in kol haTorah kula. Whenever there's a difference between taldash and mechupe, what's the status of the yaris advash? Where the bees develop the honey, based on a possible gzeres hakosav, yaris advash dinikiyar. What's the machlokes by hamachabed? What's the machlokes over there? If you sweep the floor, what's the issue? What avera did he do by sweeping the floor? So, the chacham holds only in isa derabbanan. What's the isa? What isa derabbanan? We pass him that it's only an isa derabbanan. We don't pass him that it's an isa deraisa. What can be possibly an isa derabbanan over here? So some say the isa derabbanan is mezi zofar. That's how Tosis raises the issue. It means Eitzim Abana we offer is Mukta Mamish. You're not allowed to carry anything on Shabbos into the street. And the Chachamim made Gzera Derabbanan, you're not allowed to handle Mukta Gzera Shema Yotzi. they really should have prohibited handling anything on Shabbos. You shouldn't be allowed to handle a sefer, shouldn't be allowed to handle a pair of glasses, shouldn't be allowed to handle food. That would make life impossible. How can you tell a person he can't handle anything on Shabbos? So the only prohibited handling things that are not going to interfere so much with normal life. So what is that? Things that anyway junk. Things that people don't use anyway. So that's Eitzim Avon we offer. The basic muktzah is something that has no ishtamshus. We explained already a few times. Based on the Gemara in the beginning of Kol HaKelim, the Gemara has a principle called the Tikkun Rabban Kein Deraisa Tikkun. So the Gemara assumes here, Kuf Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, Gemara says that by Kabbalah Tumah, there are four categories of things that are Mekabal Tumah. There's Odom Mekalim, Ochlam Mashkim. Odom Mekalim can only be Mekabal Tumah from an Ava Tumah. And Ochlam Mashkim can even be Mekabal Tumah from a Rishon Tumah. Doesn't have to have an Ava Tumah to be Metamiyah. So there are differences between Odom Mekalim and Ochlam Mashkim, but basically these are the four categories of things that can be Mekabal Tumah. So the Gemara says these four categories, Odom Mekalim, Ochlam Mashkim, these four, they were never Goyza Muktzah on them, because these are considered things that have a Hishtamshus, they have a use. Anything that doesn't fit into these four categories, Odom Mekalim, Ochlam Mashkim, that's when they were Goyza, that has a din of Muktzah, you're not allowed to handle it at all, Gzereshem Yotz. Fine. So, Ofor, the Gemara always says, Eitzim, Avonim, we offer, that's the original Muktzah. Eitzim, Avonim, or offer, these three, or broken glass, or banana peel, or eggshells, something that's really junk, something that's really, really garbage that you just can't use. A lot of times people finish eating, so they leave over half a chicken, a half a steak, and so on, they throw everything out. So that's still Roy Lachilasod, so that's not Muktzah. The Shad is after you throw it into the garbage can, and then you mix it with all the broken glass and all the eggshells, and maybe then it becomes Muktzah. Maybe then it's not Roy Lachilasod. Different story. But Kozman is sitting on a plate, leftover food, that's a Roy Lachilasod, so that's not Muktzah. But if you have real junk, that's considered Muktzah. So Ofor, if you're sweeping the floor, so what are you sweeping? You're moving the offer. So Tosha says that there's an issue. Amazes offer mem koma. You're moving mukti. There's a last line in the Tosha's vehoidna. Alavada kibur asa lekul yam of nation. Amazes offer mem koma. There's an issue of moving the mukti. Yeah. The Gemara later has a discussion. Tosha's there quotes it. Tosha's dibam maskal vehoidna. Tosis has a discussion. Tosis quotes from Kuf Chav Dalid. The Gemara has a discussion regarding brooms. Are brooms a klisha malachta le'iser or a klisha malachta le'heter? So the Gemara says, well, it depends. Are you permitted to sweep the floor? If you're not allowed to sweep the floor on Shabbos, then it's a klisha malachta le'iser. You can't say it's muktzah like a hammer, a screwdriver. It's not muktzah, it's a kli. It's a kli, it's mekabel tumah. So it's not muktzah, but it's a klisha malachta le'iser. There's a difference. Muktzah, you're not allowed to move even with tzarek guf or the tzarek mekomo. You're not allowed to move muktzah at all. But if you have a klisha malach delisa, so let's say a pen, a pencil, a screwdriver, a hammer, that you're not allowed to move stamazoi unnecessarily. Or even you want to move it to protect it. Mechama letzel, it's in the sun and it's going to get ruined, or it's someone's going to gamve it. You're afraid someone's going to steal it. The nachri is going to come and steal it. So you're not allowed to move the pen away. It's an expensive pen. You're not allowed to move it away to hide it. That's mechamel itself to protect it. But if you want to move it, letzor gufa, letzor mekoma, then it is permissible. So offer, you're not allowed to move even letzor gufa, letzor mekoma. Offer is mukta mamish. There's no heter to move eitzim avon of the offer. I mean, the heter of letzor gufa, letzor mekoma doesn't apply. So the Gemara has a discussion of kuf chav dalid regarding brooms. Are brooms considered klisha malach delisa or klisha malach delahet? So Tosis claims, there's a question, what was the conclusion in the sugya in Kuf Chav Dal? So Tosis claims the conclusion of the sugya is, Tosis quotes the Bahag, take a look in the Tosis, the Huidno. Bala lochas gedor l'shori kibin mehai taima. The Bahag says you're allowed to sweep the floor on Shabbos. The Bahag read the Gemara here, the Huidno, the line right before the Mishnah, on Tzadikei Amud Aleph, the line where it has the Mishnah. The sphere along here, Reb Shimon, since we pass on like Reb Shimon, that Dov Shenim's Kavan is Mutter, Shari Afilo Lechatchila. It's permissible Lechatchila to do that. To do what? What is it going on? Shari, what's Mutter Lechatchila? So the Bahak says it goes on sweeping the floors. It's permissible to sweep the floors because Dov Shenim's Kavan is Mutter. What is it a Dov Shenim's Kavan of? What does it have to do with Dov Shenim's Kavan? So the Bahak learns in the Gemara that when you sweep the floors, there's if it's a dirt floor, so you may or may not have gumas in the floor, and by sweeping the floor, it may or may not turn out that you'll be mashva gumas. If you will be mashva gumas, that will be a malacha boner. If you won't be mashva gumas, it's tov alacha brocha. Fine, you didn't do anything wrong. So what's the deal? Are you allowed to do the pool of sweeping the floor if you know in advance that you may or may not be mashva gumas? So that's a machlekes. All machlekes, dov shenim is kavin. It's machlekes in kol ha-terkus, machlekes by Shabbos also, but the dov shenim is kavin is mutar aras. So the Bahag reads the Gemara, Vehuidnam is manazed, the sphere along ki Reb Shimon, since we pass like Reb Shimon, dov shenim is kavin is mutar, so shori afil l'chatchila, it's permissible to sweep the floors, and there's no problem, because dov shenim is kavin is mutar. So that's the first line in Torah. It says, Bahag shori kibud mehai time. He passes that it's mutter. The Eina Nirilri, so the Reed says, how can it be? There's a Gemara on Kuf Chav Dalet, where the Gemara seems to come to the conclusion that a broom is a klisha malachta liyisr. And you're only allowed to move it around, letzal kufa, letzal mekoma, mechama letzal, you're not allowed to move it. If you have a klisha malachta leheter, you're allowed to move it either letzal kufa, or letzal mekoma, or mechama letzal. Shalom letzarech klal, from the Gemara would appear that it's awesome. That's how the Ran quotes the Rambam, and that Gemara. The Ran quotes the Rambam, that from the Gemara would appear that there'd be metalkal kim, let's say the table is set on Shabbos, and the guy's just fidgeting it around. He's moving the glass like this, moving the plates like this, moving the forks, moving the knives. Shalom letzarech klal. So the Shulchan Aruch seems to quote from the Rambam that that's not allowed. There's the Pashab Shat in the Shulchan Aruch that it's not allowed. The Mishnah Berurah quotes some Achreinim or Amekel, on the light kelim, on the forks and the knives and the plates on the table, he quotes some achronim and say that that was never included in the gzera derabbanon of klisha malachta leheter in the first place. And they made a gzera in the days of Nehemiah ben Chakalia, the Gemara says later. And Nehemiah came back, Ezra and Nehemiah came back there to Israel, and they rebuilt the second Beis Hamikdash. So the psukim say that everybody, the majority, many people were intermarried, and all of the Jews were mechalei Shabbos. They were running business as usual. So he made gzeris in order to be mechazek the Surah Shabbos. So one of the gzeris was, he made a gzeri not to handle klisha malachta liyisa, not to handle klisha malachta lehetta. He made gzeris on this. He never made a gzeris, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes some achreinim will say, he never made a gzeri on the forks and the knives on the table. What? That doesn't make any sense. That was never included in the gzeri. He made a gzeri on moving tables, moving chairs, things that basically you don't, there's not moving furniture. There's no need to move it on Shabbos. The forks and the knives, how can they include that in the Gzer? So the Mishnah Berurah wants to say, even according to the Rambam, who got it from the Gemara, that it would appear you're not allowed to move a klisha malachta leheter, shalot letzarech klal, that doesn't apply to the kelim ketanim ala shulchan. That was never included. And others hold not so. Others hold not like that suggestion that the Mishnah Berurah quoted. They hold that all klisha malachta leheter is included in the Yisur of moving shalot letzarech klal. And if the guy's just fidgeting, he's playing with the fork or playing with the cup, that'll be a violation of a tiltal kelim. That was the gzera. The Pashto says the gzera muktzah was already in existence in the days of Dovid HaMelech. That's the Gemara Ben Madlikin. The Gemara says when Dovid HaMelech died, so Shlomo HaMelech sent a shayla to the Rabbonim, Abba Mutal Bechamo, and the shayla was, is he allowed to move the dead body out of the sun? Because it's going to decompose, it's going to be a bizoyin ames. So the Gemara says they were matai de kikrei tinek. That's on Amid Beis, on Laman Amid Beis. So you see from the Gemara that the gzera of muktzah already existed, a dead body. Dead body is like Eitzim Avon of Yofar. So that was already in the days of Dovid HaMelech. Before Dovid HaMelech died, there was already a din of Tilpal muktzah. So the Netzivi asks in his commentary on Chumash, how can it be? So the Gemara says, B'mein Nechemi ben Chakalya, they introduced the gzeras of Tilto Kalim, Tilto Klish Malach Talis, Tilto Klish Malach Talata. What do you mean the days of Nehemiah ben Chakal, Yenishnas Mishnah Zu? The days of Dovid HaMelech was there already. So the Netziv says, it was Shachuchum Mechazbe V'Yizdom. The Gemara says sometimes they made a din de Rabbanon and the people didn't observe it, and the later Chachamim reinstituted the old Issa de Rabbanon. So he suggests the same over here. Maybe all these Gzeris are already existent in the days of Dovid HaMelech, and the people were mezazalin, and so they had in Nehemiah ben Chakal, you had to reinstitute all the gzeres. Al pi pashtus, one could have suggested a different answer. I don't know exactly what the hechrach of the netziv was. One could say that muktzah already was instituted in the days of Dovid HaMelech, and klisha malach til from kelim. Here we're talking about the Gemara and Kuf Chav Dalet. He's talking about klisha malach til yisur, klisha malach til het. It's a different thing. It's not the gzera of muktzah. Muktzah is very different. The dinim are different. Muktzah there's no heter the tzarach kufa the tzarach mekoyma or mechama letzel. And klisha malach the liyisa, you have the two heterim tzarach kufa the tzarach mekoyma. You have those two heter plus the third heter of Mechama Litzel. Then you have several other differences also between Tiltel Kelim, Exeris Tiltel Kelim, and Exeris Tiltel Muktzah. So that's another suggestion. Maybe Muktzah already existed in the days of David HaMelech, and Tiltel Kelim was only instituted later. So getting back over here, the Gemara on Kuf Chav Dalet discusses a broom. So the Ri understood the Maskanas HaGemara that a broom is a Klisha Melachtali Issa. So it says that you're not allowed to sweep the floor. So how can it be that you're not allowed to sweep the floor? But the Gemara says, wait, and since it's a Dovish Einim Iskavein, it's not about Dois, that every time you sweep the floor, it's going to be Mashva Gumais. Why should I assume? Well, it's a Psikreshe. It's a Psikreshe that it's going to be Mashva Gumais. So that's what the Balamor writes. Yeah, it's a Psikreshe. The Balamor, Kuf Chav Dalet, says that you see from the Gemara that on Kuf Chav Dalet everybody agrees you're not allowed to sweep the floor. Why isn't it a Dovah Shein? So he says, no, the Gemara holds that it's a psikreshe. It's a Vadoi that it's going to happen. So the Ramban says, what kind of psikreshe? When psikreshe? What are you talking about? Why should it be a psikreshe? He finds that hard to believe. How can he say it's a psikreshe? Tosfos on Ardaf wants to say, on Tzadikei Amud Aleph, Amachabe, the second Tosfos from the top, the Gemara presents that it's a machlokes hatanan, whether you're allowed to sweep the floors or not. So one Tana holds that it's an anisa deraisa to sweep the floors, and the other Tana holds that it's mutter. So Tosfos says, how can it be an anisa deraisa? The Gemara says it's a dovasheni miskaven. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds dovasheni miskaven, is an anisa deraisa, that's only a kola terakula. But on Shabbos, that was the Tosfos that we had in Memalo from a base. Tosfos said, even if you're like Rabbi Yehuda, the dovasheni miskaven is an anisa deraisa, that's only a kola terakula. But by Shabbos, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, for liyasa Rabbi Yehuda, dovasheni miskaven elam in the Rabbanah. That was Tosfos Giras and Yuma. That's what they quote. Yomar and Yuma Daf Lam and Dalam and Beis talks about Siruf Hashal Shias Dov Sheni Miskaven. So Rashi had one Giras and Tosfos had a different Giras. The gigantic Tosfos that we spoke about a few times. So Tosfos repeats again. Their Giras and the Gemara is that the Rabbi Yehuda Dov Sheni Miskaven is only awesome in the Rabbanon. So how can it say over here that Mechabed, according to the Tanakame, Reb Lezer holds that Mechabed is an Issa Deraisa and Chayiv Chatas. Why? But the Gemara says Mechabed is a Dovish Ein and Miskaven. How can it be Chayiv Chatas? So Tosfos says, oh, the answer is that it's a psikreshe. So if it's a psikreshe, how do you read the last line right before the Mishnah? V'ho'idna mizman hazeh, the spirulon that we have accepted la'aloha ki Reb Shimon Dovish Ein and Miskaven is mutter. So shari afir l'chatchil, you are allowed to sweep the floor. But you just said it's a psikreshe. Psikreshe moide Reb Shimon. So Tosfos says, yeah, that's the machlokes satanoim. Is it a psikreshe or is it not a psikreshe? That's the Tosfos Mechabed. The Yerushalayim the Baha Pligi. Rab Lezer, that the Tanakama here, Rab Lezer, 10 lines from the top of the Amid, he holds, so with the Habib Psikreshe. And Rabbanon, the other Tanoim, disagree, they hold that it's not a Psikreshe. So that's how the Gemara comes to the conclusion. V'huidna, the Sphere of Lanker, Rab Shimon, Shari Afiru Lachatchila. So Machlekes HaTanoim, is it a Psikreshe? So Ramban says, that's ridiculous. Machlekes HaMitzias? Ramban Kuf Chav Dalet says, what a Machlekes HaMitzias? He says, why don't they experiment? And they'll find out whether it's a psikreshe or not. He says, you know it, I know, we all know it's not a psikreshe. How can it be a psikreshe? He says, most of the time it won't. Won't be mashva any gumas. That's the Balamor on page Mem Chesam and Aleph. If you have a riff, take a look in the Balamor and Daf Mem Chesam and Aleph in the Daf of the riff. In the second paragraph that begins with the words Kosav Haripzal, Bahalochas. The riff is innocent. The Rif just quotes our Gemara from Daf Tzadikei. V'idn and the Sfira Lanki Reb Shimon, Shari Afidu L'chatchila. The Gemara says, since we paskin that Dov Shein Miskaven is mutter, so you're allowed to sweep the floors. So the Rif quotes the Gemara. Kosav Rif Zal Ba'aloch, is V'idn and the Sfira Lanki Reb Shimon, Dom Dov Shein Miskaven mutter. So the machbodos, the brooms, are klishim alach to leheter. So you're even permitted to move it not only l'tzar guf l'tzar hukam, you can even move it mecham l'tzeil. Because the Gemara says, Shari Afidu L'chatchila. So you're allowed to use a broom on Shabbos. The Rif just got it from our Gemara. On Daf Tzadikei Amud Aleph. The Rif quoted the Gemara. So the Balamor writes, Ein on esamchem al haravzal. We don't rely on the Rif. Why? Because he says, Hashvaz gumas bikir ba'abayis, psikreshe v'lo yamasu. The Tosfos said on Tzadikei, samachlokes hatanoim. So the Balamor says, I explained in my chibur on Beitza. And the Balamor on Beitza explained that it's a psikreshe. He holds la halacha that it's a psikreshe. So the Ramban says, what kind of psikreshe? What psikreshe? When psikreshe? He says, the Rif didn't invent something over here. The Rif quoted the Gemara, and the Rif got it from the Gaonim. So we have to follow the Gaonim. he said, and what Tosis writes that this is the Machlokes HaTanoim. Tosis writes on our daf on Tzarikei that this is the Machlokes HaTanoim, whether it's a Pesek Reishei or not. So he writes four lines from the bottom of the Melchamas. This is a famous line. V'adobar Rochok, it's very far-fetched. Lahamid Machlokes HaChachamim, V'adobar Shev Shalamin Olav. A Machlokes in Metzias. They should have experimented to find that. And he says, and furthermore, V'od, it's ridiculous. He argues it's not a Pesek Reishei. 95% of the time you will not be Mashma Gumas. Mechatez, why should you think that nowhere near a Pesek Reishei? Mechatez, why should it be considered a Pesek Reishei? So the Ramban thinks that that's a famous Ramban, this one, the four lines from the bottom, that it doesn't make sense to have a Machlokes HaTanoim HaMetzius. They should have experimented. The Ramban has the same comment in Chulin on the first daf in Eilu Treifas. The Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanoim and a Machlokes HaMaraim, where the Treifa Chaya, a Treifa Ein Chaya. When the Torah prohibited us from eating an animal that's a Treifa, is it also Bachila because we assume it probably will die within 12 months? But let's say an animal became a Treifa, and we lock it up and we feed it, and it doesn't die within 12 months. Then it's Taka Mutta Bachila. We tested it out, we see it didn't die within 12 months, and it's Mutta. It's a Gloid Muslim Afre, it wasn't a Treifa. But he say no, Treifa Chaya. The Treifa can live for 12 months. And the Torah prohibited because it's a sickly animal. It's not that it's also Bachila because it's already Tchilas Nevela, because it's going to die within 12 months. It's a sick animal. So it's a Treifa is also. So it's a Machlokes HaTanoim, where the Treifa Chai, Treifa and Chai. So the Ramban asks, Tmihani Hech Nechluku Avosa Olam, how can you have Tanoim and Amaroim arguing on a Dovishon Metzius? Why did they experiment? They should have taken 100 animals that were all Treifas and locked them up and fed them and seen it. Take a look to see if it's going to survive a year. It's not going to survive a year. Why don't they experiment? And he says, it doesn't make sense to have a Machlokes HaTanoim on a matter that you can experiment and establish the Metzias, as it says in the Talmud Yerushalmi. He quotes Yerushalmi and Chala, that there is a Machlokes HaTanoim, you're only Chayv and Chala, and Chameshis Minei Dogan. So which of the Chameshis Minei Dogan? So we know, wheat, rye, wheat, oats, barley, rye, spelt, the Chameshis Minei Dogan. So then the Mishnah has a Machlokes HaTanoim, what about rice? So, Mishnah quotes, some Tanaim hold that rice is, Rabbi Yechmanu holds that rice is also Dogon. The Gemara says, Leis Nuchosh Lohad Rabbi Yechmanu. Nobody passes like Rabbi Yechmanu, not even Amidas Chasidus. We have rejected his opinion. That rice is not from the Mini HaDogon, it's not. So the Gemara explains what's the issue, whether what's the Machlokes HaDogon? It's not a Machlokes in tradition. The klal is, whatever grain, if you grind it up, you make flour, you mix it with water, whatever is Bole Dechimotz, that's considered dogon. Whatever is bole de sirchon, it's not bole de chimutz, that's not considered the dogon. So the machlokes hatanaim is whether rice, whether oriz v'dochen is bole de chimutz, or it's bole de sirchon. So Yishalmi asked the kashu, why didn't the tanaim experiment? They should have mixed it with water, and they should have stood there to experiment, to find out is it bole de chimutz, bole de sirchon. So Yishalmi says they did experiment. It would be an embarrassment that the tanaim should argue about a matter that you can experiment on. He said, Yerushalmi says in Chala they did experiment, and that's exactly the Machlokes. They held that that's called Sirchan, and they held that that's called Chimutz. That was the Machlokes. Yeah, what is the Machlokes all about? Except as the modern Svarim explain what the Machlokes. So what does that mean? So what does that Machlokes mean? So they explain that there are some people who have an allergy to wheat because it contains gluten. So wheat contains gluten to a higher, much higher degree. Wheat, barley, oats, rice, spelt have gluten to a much higher degree than rice. Rice hardly has any gluten, a much lower percentage. So that's the Machlokes HaTanoim. Gluten is the thing that it has that causes it to hold together. When the dough rises, so it's on top, the whole thing is held together. So that's if the dough is wheat flour. And if it would have been flour from one of the other minim, I think barley has less gluten. And Oiriz V'dechan has even less gluten. So that's a Machlokes HaTanoim. What degree gluten does it have to have? Most other things that grow that you make food out of do not contain any gluten. It doesn't contain any gluten, so that's called Sirchan. And that's the machleg zatanaim. What's the degree over here? So anyway, so that's the Ramban. Ramban says, based on that Yerushalmi, it does make sense to have a machleg zatanaim in Mitzvah. So what does he do with the treifas? There was a machleg zatanaim. So he asked the kasha, why didn't they experiment? So the Ramban suggests they probably did experiment. They must have locked up 1,000 animals, and they all died within a year. So one Tana says, there you have it. I proved my point. You see, they're all going to die within a year, and that's why the Torah forbid. That's why the Torah forbids treifa, because treifa enechai, because it's going to die within a year. And if you would have a treifas and it wouldn't die within a year, it's a right that it's not a treifas, it would be mutter. The other Tana says, it's not a controlled experiment. They all agree that Ruba of the behemoths that have treifas is going to die. They say if you would have taken 5 million animals, they would have had treifas, and maybe some of them, it's a small percentage. You only took 1,000. If you would have had 2,000 of 10,000, maybe some of them would have survived, and there would also be treifa. So that was a machlek. The Ramban suggests they must have made an experiment. It's an embarrassment to have a machlekes on something that you could ascertain what the mitzvah is. So getting back again, so the Tosfos writes on our daf that this is a machlekes hatanoim, whether sweeping the floor is a psik reishe of making hashvas gumois, or it's not a psik reishe. Then the Gemara comes to the maskana of the Hidna b'zmanazeh, we hold two things. Number one, we hold that it's not a psik reishe. And number two, since we hold that it's not a psik reishe, so the male is Dov Shenim Skaven. Dov Shenim Skaven is mutter. So then it's mutter to. There's no malach involved in sweeping the floor. So the Bahag says, Memela, that the Bahag and the Rib say that the brooms are not muktzah, the brooms are not even Kalisha Malach Talias if you're allowed to sweep the floor. Tosfos is not prepared to accept that. So Tosfos says, true, it's a Dov Shenim Skaven on Mashva Gumois. The maskim on that, on the Mashva Gumois. But it's also mitamache because he mazes off him in Komo. Because of tiltal muktzah, you're going to sweep the floor, it's going to be a violation of moving muktzah. Even though you're not handling the muktzah with your hands, tiltal muktzah, we assume, we'll have to learn the sugya, tiltal muktzah, we assume, is only osur biyodai. If you move the muktzah, begufa, if you kick it with your feet, that's not an isur, tiltal muktzah. What about tiltal muktzah? I'm holding on to a broom, I'm not holding on to the offer. If I'm going to pick up in my hand offer, throw it in the garbage, that's tiltal muktzah, mamish biyodai. What if I take a broom and I push it? That's tiltum muktza yidei dover acher. That's called tiltum muktza min atzad. Tiltum muktza min atzad means I'm holding the dover amuter, and by holding the dover amuter, I move around the dover ha'osa. So what's taka the din? Tiltum muktza min atzad is a muter rasa, so there's a contradiction between the two gemaras. This is a famous tesis that's quoted la'aloch and shulchan aruch hamem gimel amen beis, the bottom tesis. So one gemara says, tiltum muktza min atzad, shmei tiltum, that it's prohibited. The other Gemara says, Tiltum muktzah min atzad, lav shmei tiltum, it's mutter. An outright contradiction in the Gemara. So the Balamar says, the machlek is asugis. Machlek is asugis and shayla haipaskal. And Tosfos gives the answer that's accepted, la halach and shulchan aruch. Mem dalet amin aleph, around 15 lines into the Tosfos. V'yoymeri, the yesh lechalek, it depends, is it tiltum muktzah letzorach dover amutter or letzorach dover ha'otzah? Let's say I have a $5,000 bill on the floor. And I'm expecting a character to visit by me on Shabbos who's choshed ala gneva. And he's choshed, he may walk off with the $5,000 bill. So I'm not allowed, so if I'm going to use a broom to sweep, if I kick the muktzah with my foot, that's okay. So kick the $5,000 bill into your bedroom and lock the door. And make sure you don't let this character walk into the bedroom. But if you're not going to kick it with your foot, tilt the muktzah begulf, you're going to use a broom with your hand and you're going to sweep the $5,000 bill into a private room, that's tiltum muktzah min atzad letzarech dover ha'aser. Why am I pushing the broom? Why am I doing it? Because I want to protect my $5,000 bill. So that's the Gemara that says that it's aser. But what happens if it's not letzarech dover aser? What if it's letzarech dover ha'amuter, for example? It's sarech limkomo. The muktzah is in the way over here. Let's say the guy has money on the floor. And he's embarrassed, and he's not afraid that anyone, the guests are going to come in. Let's say I ate somewhere else on Friday night, and I didn't clean the house up. Before Shabbos, I didn't clean the house. I ate in yeshiva. Then I'm expecting guests on Shabbos, they're going to come, they're going to see the floor is all laid out. I have all the cash on the floor. It's an embarrassment. So I'm not that I'm afraid that someone's going to steal the money. No, bachum from the yeshiva, no one's going to steal the money. But I'm embarrassed, they're going to see that I didn't straighten out the house before Shabbos. So I want to move the muktzah out to say, if I kick it with my foot, there's no problem. But if I'm going to use a broom to push the muktzah out, tzorach lemkomo, I want to clear the place over here that people should be able to walk and I shouldn't be embarrassed that it's over here. So then Tosfos says, that's called tiltum muktzah min atzad, Letzarach dover hamuta. Letzarach in common, letzarach dover hamuta. If it's letzarach dover ha'aser, then it's aser. Letzarach dover hamuta, then it's muta. That's the reischilu. So that's what the Ramban suggests over here. Ramban says that we follow the Rif. The Rif quoted the Gemara. Waiting on the Sphere Lanka, Reb Shim, Shari, you're allowed to sweep with a broom. And therefore the broom is a Kalisha Malachta Leheter. That's what the Bahag said. The broom is a Kalisha Malachta Leheter. I think more Kuf Chav Dalet, so he held the Bahag, and the Taisis, and the Rif is following the tradition of the Bahag from the Golem. That's what the Ramban points that out. The Rif just follows from the Bal Halachas Gedolos that Taisis quoted on Tzadikeh. So what is he complaining against? What is the Balamor belly aching over here? He's complaining against the Rif. He's wrong. What do you want from the Rif? The Rif just followed the tradition from the Goyim. Ah, you have a Taina that what? Balamor holds that it's an Isra Psikreshi, a Bona. So that the Rif holds that it's not true. It's a Dovah Shein Miskaven, it's not Bona. What about the issue of the Tilta Mukta? Mezes Alpha Makama Tilta Mukta. So the Ramban gives two answers. So one answer he gives is based on this thesis that it's a Tilta Mukta Min Asad. Letzorech dover hamuta. What's letzorech dover hamuta? That's the Ramban on page 96, when he's defending the Rif. So he says defending the Rif on the psik reisha issue. He says that's an easy defense. Not a psik reisha. That's a joke. It's not a psik reisha. It's a dover sheni miskaven on bona and it's muta. But what about the mezen zofim and komo? So he gives two answers. The imtishal although we keep it out by his mezen zofim. Sheinu min ha-muchan. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 6 lines from the top of the Melchamas on page 96. 6 lines from the top of the Melchamas. He says, V'im tishal, and if he raised the issue that Tosfos brought up on Tzadikei min Aleph, V'alo b'kibud ha-bayis, when you sweep the floors with a broom, isn't he mezeh zofar sheinu min ha-muchan? The offer is muktzeh. Sheinu min ha-muchan means that the Eitzma Avonu offer is muktzeh. So he gives two answers. Omer ani, one answer is shleitir al b'makom sudat ala gerush al rei, komitz tari me hablo. One answer. That's a special hat that the Gemara has. Let's say he changed the baby's diaper, and it's really a dirty diaper, and that's mama's junk. That's mama's garbage. You're going to throw it out in the garbage. So that's mukta mamish. So let's say I changed the baby on the bed, and now the baby's running around or whatever, crawling on the floor. So what do I do with the dirty diaper? I have to leave it on the bed. You're not allowed to move it, even letzarach gufa, letzarach mekoyma. It's mukta mamish. The dirty diaper is mukta mamish. The answer is, the Gemara says, if you have a gerif shalrei, you have a bedpan that has meraglaim in it, or you have tzoa in it, rei is tzoa. Yeah, meraglaim, something that's very annoying. You don't want to have it in the bedroom the whole time. It's very annoying. So they made a special heter. The only is a mukta, tilta mukta is only the rabbana. So if you have a gerif shalrei, which is very annoying, then you're allowed to move it. So the Ramban says, suggesting the first answer, he gives two answers. The first answer the Ramban gives him, Tishal, let it be Anisa Tilta Mukta, Imrani. The first answer, maybe Lahitir Alam Makam Suda. The Mishnah in Beitza talks about Mechabed es Habayis Bein Hamitos. He's sweeping the floor in between the mitos. What's a mito? So usually we sleep in a bed. A mito is where the bedroom, where you sleep. Ramban says wrong. The mito is where they used to eat Behaseba, not where they're sleeping. Where they're sleeping, it wouldn't pose such a problem. Where they're eating, he says, why is it gerav sharei? Komitztari may have lo. Apparently, when there's a lot of dust on the floor and they're eating the food, so the dust is going to go about them, go into their mouths. When they're eating the food, they're going to be swallowing the dust. So this was very annoying. So that has the same status as a gerav sharei that you're allowed to move. Similar, either bein amitos b'makom achilo, or if the floor is so sloppy and you want to sweep the junk on the floor, let's say in the living room, the bedroom, whatever, but it's very annoying and you're choking. You're being mitzvah, you're choking from the hevel that's the dust is making big clouds of dust where you're sitting and you're choking and it's getting in your eyes and getting in your nose and getting in your throat. He said that's why it says in the Mishnah in Beitza that they used to, the Tanoim had the machloek about sweeping the floor bein amitas. He says the mitos that they used to eat on. Okay, where it's going to be a gav sharei. Then he says inami. Another teretz says no. Maybe this is tiltol muktzah min atzad letzorech dover hamuter. Why inami hitira tiltol min atzad? He's not handling the offer biyadayim. He's using a broom to sweep the floor. So he's moving. He's doing the tilta muktza biyadayim, not the gufa, it's biyadayim, but it's by handling a dover hamutter. The broom is really a dover hamutter. The broom is a kli. Broom is not the muktza. Shadow is kli shmalach talis, kli shmalach talahenta. But if you're not allowed to sweep the floor, then the broom is a kli shmalach talis. If you are allowed to sweep the floor, the broom is a kli shmalach talahenta. You can't say you're not allowed to sweep the floor because the broom is a kli shmalach talis. No. Its status, whether it's a klish malach delis or lehetta, depends on if you're allowed to sweep the floor. So he says, we assume the Bahag and the Rif, Paskin, based on the Gemara, that it's mutter to sweep the floor. It's tilta muktzah min atzad, letzorech dover hamutter, shetei lehem dira noy lekvot Shabbos. So that's also called letzorech mekomo. Tilta muktzah min atzad, letzorech mekomo is considered letzorech dover hamutter. Leshem dira noy lekvot Shabbos. These are the two suggestions that the Ramban has to explain the Shitas HaRif. So Nachmal, so how many opinions are there regarding sweeping the floor? The Baal Hamor holds that we pass in La'alocha that it's a psik reshe, so it's deraisa. That's also an atur to sweep the floor, unless you have a floor that has no gumas, unless you have its merutzov, unless you have a floor like this. In the days of the Gemara, the floors were not, they had no tiles, they had no stones on the floor, it was a dirt floor. So that's why there's an issue of mashva gumas. If you have a floor that's merutzov, so then the Gemara discusses over here gzeiros, that we'll have to get into. The aser, if you have some of the floors in the city are merutzov and some of them are not merutzov, then you aser, these floors are to those floors. If you live in New York, very hardly anybody has, no one has any floors that are built in merutzov. So therefore, you don't answer any. You don't answer this city or to the cities in Cairo, or to the cities in Kilkalia, or some place where the Arabs live. If we live in this city, so you don't answer one city or to another city. But if in the same city, some of the buildings have a floor that's a dirt floor, some of them don't, then you make an exera this floor out to that floor. Those are already details. That's already Rashi and Tosfos. That's the Rashi on this dump, the Tosfos on the dump. Rashi writes, Ritzvah Avanim Ha'isa B'chol Hoyer. The whole city was merutzah.
What does the concept of Gerav Shari'im have to do with Nistar? Isn't Gerav Shari'im means that it's a bad odor?
Very annoying, yeah.
So even if it's not a question of odor, but it's just a question of Hevel, any Nistar is Gerav Shari'im?
I think that's what the Ramban means. If you're choking from it or your eyes hurt, if it's very annoying. The real ray is that it smells, it's very annoying, even if it doesn't smell. But it's very annoying to have this dirt there. Or over here, where it's annoying, physically annoying, not psychologically annoying, like the Tzowa and the Beiragman. He extends it. He's broadening out the concept of Gerav Shari'im. He's not sure. That's why he gave the other suggestion. Maybe it's still Tumuksa Manatzah, it's still Taramutta. He's not sure what the heter is. So again,
let's say a housewife complains that the garbage, you know, in the kitchen is, you know, too much, let's say it's Yom Tov, there's Yom Tov and Shabbos.
3 days in a row, yeah. So what's the problem? I mean, there's less room in the kitchen to move around. It doesn't smell. It's all delicious food. That was throwing out bones, so what's so bad about it? So you close it up on top. I would assume that that's not a garish array. Just because it's a little inconvenient. It doesn't smell. Unless you have a situation where it's going to attract all the cockroaches and going to attract all the ants and all the bugs. So maybe that's annoying. But if you have a plastic bag and it's closed on top and it's not attracting any bugs or any mice or any rats or anything like that, so why should that be a gerush aray just because it's inconveniencing everybody? I don't think so. So again, so what are the opinions here regarding the issue of sweeping the floor? So the Balamor is the biggest mach. Balamor claims that it's a psik reshe and it's an isa deraisa, mashka gumas, if it's a dirt floor. The Rif follows the Bahag that our Gemara says the last line Vidnan Shilan Kreb Shimon. There's no Issa, there's no psik reshe. We assume that it's not a psik reshe. And the Ramban was very upset at suggesting even that it should be a psik reshe. He holds that that's ridiculous. He can't believe that anybody would say a psik reshe. So why does the Tanakhama Rablazin? Why does Rablazin say Hamechabed constitutes a melacha deraisa? And why say Mechabed is chayv mishum bona? What's the bona? Isn't it because of Ashvuy Gumas? Isn't it because of Mashva Gumas? So Taisus proved that Taisus had the Giris in the Gemara and Yuma. That Dovish Enim is Kabin on Shabbos and Yom Tov is only the Rabbanon. So how can the Tanakhama say that Mechabein is an Issa deraisa? The worst it can be is Mashvegum, is only the Rabbana. So the Ramban says, no, it's not because of Mashvegumas. The Tanakhama holds that Mechabein the floor, that's also Boina, without Mashvegumas. That itself is a violation of Bona. Period. That's a violation of Bona. Even if you're not going to be Mashvegumas. To clean the floor is also Bona. And we don't accept like that, we don't hold like that. So again, so the Balamor holds that it's a psik reishi, it's an isa deraisa bona, because it's always going to be mash v'gumas. Rabban holds that there never was any tana who held like that. That's ridiculous. How can it be? It's a mamash adav sheinim iskamin. It's not a psik reishi. So he says even the Tanakam Rableza, he's machmir on the definition of bona. He holds that sweeping the floor is bona, even though there's no mash v'gumas. Sweeping the floor is already bona. And we don't accept that. We don't hold that sweeping the floor is bona. Just an issue of mash v'gumas, so that's a adav sheinim iskamin. So Taisa says, correct, it's a Dovah Shein Miskavein vis-a-vis the Mashva Gumas, but it's still Osir because of Tiltul Mukta, period. That's the end of the story, Taisa holds. He disagrees with the Bahag and the Rift, and he holds that the Gemara said in Kuf Chav Dalad Lamaskana, the brooms are a Klisha Malach Tali Yisra. Why? Because there's an issue of Mezes Ofer Mem Kama. You're not allowed to move Ofer. And the Melchamis wants to defend the Bahag and the Rift. He said that was a tradition from the Gaonim. What are they throwing out the tradition, the Kabbalah? He says we have to follow the Kabbalah. He says we have a Kabbalah from the Gaonim that is mutter. So what happened to the Mezes Zochem and Koma? So he gave these two suggestions: either the Imtishal, let it be Mezes Zochem and Koma. So he gave the first suggestion was that it's Gerer Shel Rei, and then it's only going to be mutter in instances where you're really choking on it, or it's getting in your eyes, or it's very annoying. It's dire, and the other suggestion Ramban gave was no, that it's a tilta muktzim and atzah letzorach davar mutter. The quote Shabbos, you want to have a clean floor, you want to have a clean house, that's called tzorach l'mekomo. These are the various shittas on the Gemara. So again, Tana Rabbanan, we have a braisa here, about 10 lines from the top of Tzadikei Menal. Achoyle v'amachabish v'amagamsach. These three, there's no machlokes on, they should all be derais. Chaylev Tosis throws in this monkey wrench. There's a story from Daf Ayin Gimel. Chaylev, it's disha, not gidule karka. Okay, so it could be that it's only alibet Reb Yudit. Could be alocha lemaisa. We would pass on the chaylev is only the rabban. But the other two, there's no reason that they should be the rabban. Hamachabed from Megabir, why shouldn't it be derais? Fine. The next line, hamachabed v'hamerabed for Rode Chalos Dvash, that's the machlokes. Rode Chalos Dvash. It's not a Shabbos Diki issue. That's a Machlekes in Kol HaTerakul. It's in Uktzin, and it's in Shviyas. It's Negev to Kabbalah's Tumah, and it's Negev to Karka Metalkon, Kinyoni Karka, Kinyoni Metalkon. It's Chalas HaDvash, Yavik Zeres HaKosov, Yaris HaDvash, that's a Machlekes HaTanoim, whether that Pasuk indicates that it's Dinah Kemechuber or not. Fine. Taken care of. Okay. So according to Rabbi Leizer, has this Zeres HaKosov, that's going to be Chai Mishim Kotzin. To leave out the road of Chalas HaDvash.
What about if a person's telephone falls down on the Shabbos and makes noise because the receiver is off the hook?
Oh, yeah.
So would you say that's also territory because the noise is among you?
I mean, if it doesn't stop within a reasonable amount of time.
Yeah.
So what would the head to be?
To move it.
To move it where?
Meaning
it's going to still make noise.
Uh-huh.
Stomach would be, if it's very annoying and I have to be in that room. Gerav Shorei, let's say there's a dirty diaper over here. So don't use that room. If you have a house with 10 rooms, then go use a different room. But if this is the bedroom, if it's on my bed, so you don't tell me go sleep in a different bed. This is the bed where I always sleep, so then it's mutter. So let's say if the telephone is making noise, if I can go use a different room, so then there's no head to Gerav Shorei. If this is the normal room where I have to use my assumptions, so then it would be a Gerav Shorei. Okay. Could move it. Taisus is bothered with a different kashi, Haroida Chalos Dvash. This is a famous Taisus. We already discussed the last few lines in Taisus. Miu Taimalari. The last three lines in that Taisus, Haroida Chalos Dvash, the three long lines. That's what we discussed. Taisa asked the kasha, why don't you say mitoich? So that we discussed already. But the first 20 lines in Taisa, that's also famous. Taisa says, What's the halacha if a person plucks off an orange on Shabbos, on Yom Tov? He pluck off an orange on Shabbos, it's Chayim Mishum Kotzer. What if he pluck off an orange on Yom Tov? So the Gemara says, HaRoy Dechavos Dvash, if you all that the Dvash is Dina Kemechuba, like a Yar, so Ma Yar, I tell the Shemenu Chai B'Shabbos, Af Dvash, HaRoy Dechavos Dvash, HaRoy Dechavos Dvash, on Yom Tov. So Tosef asks the Kasha, what do you mean? He plucks off apples or pears from the tree, isn't that Oichal Nefesh? The Gemara is beferish in the first daf in Beitza that you're not allowed. The Gemara says, even pears on Oshrim, even if the pears fell down on their own, by themselves on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it. Zeresh emi yala v'yiklosh. But what if he's going to be toilesh? So Tosfos knows that it's Osir, but Tosfos is assuming that it's only Osir in the Rabbanim. You assume that that's not an Isur Derais. That's not an Isur Derais. So Tosfos asks, so why is Aroi Dechalas Dvash? Naniach that it's kotzer, and on Shabbos kotzer is chay, but on Yom Tov, how can he say b'Shabbos chay v'chatos is nicha? But he's it beyond the loka aboyim. It's the self called self at soichal nefesh. How can he say that he's loka aboyim? So the answer is soichal nefesh is only if he's scraping off the dvash for use today. If he scrapes off the dvash today on Yom Tov, al das to eat the dvash tomorrow on Isruchag, so that's no heter soichal nefesh. Taisa says yeah. But that's a machlekes in Elu of Bimsoch and Daf Memvav. What he say? Holvi Miklach Mchazelei Hashdanami Chazelei. No, that's Mefurish a machlekes Rabbi v'Rav Yosef. Ha'oifem Yontiv L'chol. A person bakes food, bakes bread, or cooks food on Yontiv. Adaita to eat the food after Yontiv is over. So that's a machlekes Hamaroyim. And a machlekes Rishonim had a paskin. So many Rishonim we paskin Mikra Din that is Mutam and Atar. The Holy Yisrael is only with the Rabban. We hold that. Oichal Nefesh sets itself up automatically. If the case is theoretically roy, if the food is theoretically roy to be eaten today on Yom Tov, so even though I absolutely don't plan to eat it on Yom Tov, I'm cooking and putting everything away in the freezer for Bar Mitzvah, for Sheva Brachas, next month. I'm not going to eat it now on Yom Tov. Still, Menater, it's Mutter, and the Holy Yisrael is only with the Rabbanim. So if the Holy Yisrael is only with the Rabbanim, how does it say you're Loika Aboy? Loika Aboy means that it's an Isa Deraisa. That's Tesis Kasha. Isn't it Mutam and Atar? It's the Choychal Nefesh. So they come up with funny answers. It must be that he's right at the Chalas Dvash so soon before the Shkia, Samach Lachashecho, that there isn't enough time for anybody to eat this. He's scraping off a ton of honey from the bee comb, from the beehive, and there aren't so many people that's not Shaykh that all of the honey should be eaten. It keeps on scraping and scraping. So a little bit, okay, he can eat now. But he scraped off a ton of honey. There aren't so many people around to eat so much honey. He's right, the Samach Lahashecha. The Lochazi Suli Ochem. It's physically impossible. So that's why it's an Issa Deraisa, because it's not Ochem Nefesh. Inami, another answer is Dvash Shehidvish. That's an expression that means that it's spoiled. The Dvash is not Roy Lachilas Adam. It's spoiled, so it's only Roy Lachilas Behema. So that's a Malach. You're not permitted to do Malach for the Behema. Oh, another the third answer is the dvash is also mano, the lochazi lachil. It's a funny case. What's the echetim to the dvash is also mano? Avoid the zara or something?
Oh, if honey has to go through some kind of curing process, isn't it supposed to go through some kind of curing process?
I mean, it's not edible the way it is.
Yeah, there is some kind of. You have to do something to it. Most people have to cook it, but there is something that you're supposed to do.
So if you do it Samach Lahashecha, there isn't enough time to do that process. Okay.
But I was wondering anyway, we had said by Megadim, one of the stars that we had said why it should be Yom Tov, or it should be Yom Tov, is because the Malach of Boneh, since the Av isn't Mutar, so we don't make the Tola Mutar either. So
the only thing we talk if the Av is Mutar Lochal Nefesh. Yeah.
Right, so since the Av is closer, it's not Mutar Lochal Nefesh. We never said because that can be done.
That's Tyson's Kasha, why not? Why should Kotzer should be Mutar Menatar on Yom Tov? That's their Kasha. Yeah. So they say, Epshel Lassus Mbod Yom. So that's what Tyson presents the whole argument. Epshel Lassus Mbod Yom is only a distinction between Machshirit. If you hold Machshir Echol Nefesh on Mutar on Yom Tov, which is the Machlokes HaTanaim and Megillat Av Zayin, so within Machshir you're distinguished, but in Echol Nefesh proper, you don't distinguish. That's what Tosfos argues. Bechalal, Echol Nefesh, Shoyel Rav Yudah, Afilu Be'efshel Asis M'bod Yom. That's what Tosfos argues. So some, the Rav Yudah, disagrees with Tosfos. This part of the Tosis appears in Beitz also on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. Tosis argues with Rashi that Efshar Lasas Muad Yom only plays a role within Machshir and doesn't play a role in Ochel Nefesh proper min HaTorah. Mid the Rabbanon, there is such a deal that any malacha that you could have done on Erev Yontif and it would have tasted just as good, so you're not allowed to do, there's no heter Ochel Nefesh to do it on Yontif. Let's say by us we have refrigerators. So we can, there's no, the Apipashtas, there's no heter to take raw meat, a raw chicken and cook it on Yontif. You could have cooked it before Yontif and put it in the refrigerator, put it in the freezer, and taste just as good. Unless it's such a mafunek that you can tell the difference between freshly cooked chicken and chicken that was just reheated. Okay, so if the people can tell it, let's say steaks. If you're serving steaks on the stomach, that would not taste as good. If you broiled the steaks before you put it in the freezer, then take it out and you broil again. I imagine it would probably not taste as good. But normal chicken, normal flesh, tastes just the same. How can people tell the difference? So that's a din midir rabbanon. That's Mishnayos and Gemaras and Beitzes. That's midir rabbanon. You're not allowed to do it. But here the kasha is, it says yaloike. Yaloike means that you did a malacha deraisa. How can it be a malacha deraisa? Just because it's efshar lasas b'od yom, he could have scraped off all the honey on Erev Yontif. He could have plucked off all the apples on Erev Yontif. It would taste just as good. So that's only a chumer midir rabbanon. On the level of deraisa, it doesn't make a difference. That's what Tosfos says. The Rabbi in his sefer disagrees. Once one of the Balei HaTosfos, he disagrees with Tosfos. He holds that the difference between Efshar Lasas and Bod Yom and the Efshar Lasas is not restricted only to Machshir and applies to Ochel Nefesh also. But that's not the accepted opinion. So that's Tosfos Kasha. So the only answers Tosfos can come up with are that the Dvash is also Barno, or the Dvash Hidvish should spoil, but so late, Samach Lachashir, not enough time that anybody should eat it. The other Rishonim say, what's the problem? The Yerushalmi says it's only Mutar Ochel Nefesh Milisha V'Yelech. Koidim Lisha, there's no Heter. So Kotzer is Kodem Lisha. So apparently Tosfos was aware of that. Tosfos knew about that Yerushalmi. Tosfos holds that that's only Midir Rabbanon. This is a fundamental Machlokes HaRishonim. This Tosfos holds that that whole halacha of Kodem Lisha, you're not allowed to do Melechus Ochel Nefesh, that itself is only a Chumra Midir Rabbanon. So that's what they say. How do you give Loika Arboim? How do you give Malkus if you only violated in Nisa Midir Rabbanon? And the other Rishonim say no. Kodem Lisha is a Din Daraisa.
Would we say that possibly
Kotzer would be a Machshir into awful nefesh because of the fact that you still have to take
Truma Masra
until you do that. So therefore, you still have this intermediary stage.
If you
take Kotzer
and
Eretz Yisrael, then we have to say it anyway. No, there's no Trumas and Maises in Chutzlan. Kotzer and Eretz Yisrael is not Roy Lachilo, so it's not called Echol Nefesh. No, he'll do the Hafrashas Trumas and Maises also. Hafrashas Trumas and Maises only forbidden Midir Rabban, and Atar it's Mutter. So Tosfos holds the Ktsir is Mutter and Atar, and Hafrashas Trumas and Maises. Everything is Mutter and Atar. And the other Rishonim answer, no, the Kodem Lisha is an Issa Deraisa. This is a fundamental Machlokes Rishonim. How do you understand the Heter of Echol Nefesh? The Ran in Beitz quotes the Ramban, and he says he doesn't know what in the world the Ramban is talking to. The Ran, the beginning of Ein Sodden, quotes the Ramban in the Mocham, the beginning of Ein Sodden, that's the third perek in Beitza, and the Ran says, I don't understand one word. The Ramban explains what he's driving at. The Ramban is based on what he writes on Chumash, on Parshas Bo. Ramban writes that on Yontif it's a totally different Issa from on Shabbos. He says on Shabbos there's an Issa Malacha, and on Yontif only Malacha Savoida is Asa. It's not a word that the Lamites Malachas are Aser, and there's a Heter Echel Nefesh. Whereas on Shabbos, there's only a Heter to do Pikuch Nefesh. And you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, what else? For the purpose of Kiddush HaChodesh. You're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for the purpose of Hakrobus Kabonis Sibur. Three Heterim, whatever, a couple of more Heterim. On Yontif, there's another Heter, you're allowed to be Mechal Yontif, Litzarech Echel Nefesh. That's how the Ran understands. The Ramban says, no, that's not the Pshat. In the Chumash, it's worded differently. On Shabbos, it says, L'sasekho malacha, and on Yontif, it always says, Malecha Savoida. Malecha Savoida is not identical with malacha. Ramban explains, whatever is derech se'udo, is by definition not called Malecha Savoida. Malacha it is, but it's not Malecha Savoida. Whatever is, so the Ramban holds that, Koidem Lisha is an Issa deraisa. Ramban, for example, the Ramban writes like this, Tochein, is sometimes an Issa deraisa on Yontif, and sometimes Heter Gomer. He says, if I have wheat, kernels of wheat, and I grind it and I make flour out of it. He says that would be an Issa Deraisa on Yantam. That's not Derech Suda. When a balabasta is interested in baking cake, baking bread, so she grinds the wheat to make flour. No, she has a sack of flour. Either someone ground the flour before, or she bought it from the store like that, the ground flour. The days of the Gemara also, the women didn't grind flour. Today she's interested in baking a cake, she's going to grind flour. No, they ground all the flour way in advance. They don't do that samach la'achilo. So to grind, to do tchina on flour, the Ramban says, that's an isa deraisa on yantik, because that's not called derech suda. But there's a mishnah at the end of the first perek in Beitza, that if the person is in the middle in the fancy schmancy restaurants, they serve you hot soup, and then they give you some kind of spices with a thing that you grind the spices and you throw the, as you grind the spices, you throw it into the soup and you eat it. So he says, that's mutter, halacha l'maaseh, that's mutter even with the rabbanon on yantik. Why? That's derech suda. If the tchina is not derech suda, normally this tchina should have been done way before, and now you're doing an ayantav, that's an isa deraisa, that's malecha savoyda, if it's not derech suda. But if the tchina is normally done, it's a spice that if you'll grind it all up way in advance, it'll be mefik tama, the whole reyach the whole flavor will be fog, or the reyach will vanish. So then it's normally done, samach l'achila, samach l'bishul. So that tchina is mutar on yantav. So the Ran says, on this Ramban, I don't understand what he's talking about. How can he take the same malacha and say sometimes in Issa Deraisa and sometimes Heter Gomer? How can it be? Ramban explained why it can be. The reason why the Ran disagrees, because the Ran holds, the Ran disagrees on this fundamental issue. He doesn't hold from this Ramban Achumish that there's a difference between malacha and malacha savoida. He holds that on yantav, there's an Issa malacha. And then there's an additional heter, in addition to the heter of pikuach nefesh, and tzorach kiddush achodesh, and what else? Tzorach akrabas kabbalah sibur. There's another heter. You're allowed to do malacha. The tzorach achol nefesh on yontev. Heter on yontev, not on Shabbos. But it's not the vort that the whole nature of the prohibition is totally different. So that's why the Ran holds that this kodem lisha story is only the rabban. And according to the Bizman HaZeh, that we have refrigerators and freezers, so no one ever does shechita.
That was how it was done.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because they didn't have refrigerators, and when they were interested in eating flesh, they would shech then. They would shech it right then. But Bizman HaZeh, that nobody shechts, even the shochtim, they don't shech right as they're interested in eating it that day. Everybody shechts way in advance. So if you shech the beim on yantav, shech the chicken on yantav today, it should be an isa deraisa, right? It should depend on each generation what's derech suda and what's not derech suda. So this, the first 20 lines in the Tosfos is also very important. Tosfos clearly holds that kodem lisha is only din the rabbanon. That's what Tosfos writes in Beitza Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. Also, Tosfos says, it says in the Mishnah, ein sod dogmen abibim beyantav, you're not allowed to go fishing from the ponds, from the lakes on Yontif. The Tosfos says, Takasha, why not? It's the Choychal Nefesh. The Tosfos gives an answer. It's only a Zerim of the Rabbanon. Maybe one answer they quote about the Tosfos. You may catch a non-kosher fish, but you're not allowed to eat. A Zerim of the Rabbanon. You may catch a non-kosher fish. Or they finally cough up the answer, Kodem Lisha is awesome of the Rabbanon. But they don't hold that Kodem Lisha is an Issa Derais. They know from the story from the Yishalmi Kodem Lisha. So that's the first half, the two-thirds of the beginning of the Tosfos, first 20 lines, they clearly assume that Kodem Lisha is only an Issa Derabbanan, it's not an Issa Derais. So that was a very important Tosfos. Okay, maybe for tomorrow, maybe we'll finish up. We have not too much left here on Sadek Hamid Aleph, and then we're going to skip to Kuf Beis on the base. We'll start up by now. Shkoyach.